His name is Rolando Mendoza. He is a 55-year-old former police officer. He was sacked from his job last year following an investigation by the Ombudsman on charges of extortion. Around 6 p.m. local time, the situation deteriorated dramatically, and that is when the exchange of gunfire began. That's when the SWAT team surrounded the bus, and that's when they tried to storm that bus. The police officers shot the gunman in the head.
Rescue crews have been frantically drilling since the cave-in on August 5th, and yesterday they were finally able to lower a probe into the mine. Then the miners tied a note to it saying that they're alive. For family members and rescue workers, you can just imagine complete jubilation.
I had a call while at home, and I was told that Frankie was gone. But I said, no, no, Frankie is alive. They are alive, and God's going to get him out of there. One day he will get them out alive. And now all of them are alive. Thank God.
The help for call on eggs expands to a staggering number. Some 550 million eggs are now being recalled as part of the salmonella outbreak. And the tainted eggs have been traced back to a second producer in Iowa. The Food and Drug Administration says that some 1,000 people nationwide have gotten sick. And the problem is not just limited to the Midwest. The eggs were shipped to a total of 17 states across the country.
While our warriors that remain there, 50,000, are as capable as any armed service in the world, they know how to fight if they have to. Their mission has changed. They are now there to help Iraqis help themselves. General Petraeus, now, only now, has all the resources the strategy called for. So all this talk about the inability to succeed is premature. Only now, this month, has General Petraeus finally gotten what the military told the president and me they need to succeed in that mission.